This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's anything else new and exciting with you guys?
My kids gave each other haircuts yesterday.
Oh no, you need to text me a picture.
Yes, I do. It's rich. Actually, I'm going to text it to you right this second so that you can react. And I can hear the reaction because it... Okay. They gave themselves haircuts together because the boy said, let's cut our hair and mix it together as an act of, I swear, an oath of fealty. My kids are big dorks. But my son, yeah, his was fine. My daughter's is a look.
He said his is fine. What?
He just got a chunk off the side and like the spot he picked, like he just grabbed a random piece and like snipped it. Whereas
she went full beauty salon.
Right across. She's got micro bangs. She's got a tuft on the side. She's got a date with my hairstylist tomorrow. I don't know what that sweet woman's going to do.
She's been growing her hair, though, because it was very short a while ago.
She was working. I mean, she was being really patient. You know, like, I don't know why the expression is like she was working to grow her hair out. Like, you're not doing too much. But she was growing her hair out.
She was trying really hard.
And she's not upset about it, but it's quite a look. I don't think it's quite like set in yet that now she's that far back from like growing out her bangs and growing out her hair because she got micro bangs.
I love her so much though. I love that she goes all in.
She really does. It is quite a look. But she's just rocking it. She's very happy. Well, I'm less happy, but also glad she's not devastated by it.
So you ready to jump in?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the Adventure Mamas podcast. We are Nikki and Ashley, and today we are talking about taking kids abroad, international travel with children, which Ashley has done much more than me.
Twice. We've done it twice.
Really? I thought you've done it more.
No, we took the kids to Kenya once, and then the UK Scotland trip.
Okay. We did. So it's interesting perspectives too, because Ashley has gone on like planned family trips, and we did a military international move with a kid. Mm-hmm. And then a vacation international to international. So we did a vacation from Japan to Thailand and back, but it's different, especially on like military assignment. So we have two different perspectives there. And this summer, depending on when this comes out, we might already be in Canada. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
So that'll be the next international trip.
Yes. We are preparing to take our kids abroad currently.
And I'm realizing how much more there is than I realized. Like, just the passports is a lot more than I realized. I might have gotten scammed too.
Yeah, I'm still unclear.
I think
we're talking about it.
What's that?
We started talking about it, and then I wasn't quite clear on how all that went down.
Yeah, I went to a website
mm-hmm.
that was like I think it was a .gov website, something to fill out the passport application. Mm-hmm. And it charged me like $64 per passport application.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could download it, but then it's like, and then you need to go and submit it with the rest of like your photos and birth certificates, stuff like that. But like, I might have to pay again, but I thought I already paid, but maybe I just paid to fill out that form. And if that's the case, $64 is a ripoff to fill out a form that I could have written by hand at the post office.
Yeah.
That's where I might have
clear on that.
That's how I might have gotten like scammed on that. Unless like the forms say that it's paid. I need to look them over more closely, and I need to do it soon because I think they need 6 weeks. And we're currently in April.
Mm-hmm.
Again, don't know when this will go live, but we might be pushing the deadline soon.
Ugh, it depends. We had to rush a passport for our kids. What was that in 2020? That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Good.
But kid passports are different than adult passports in a couple ways. When you go to apply for a passport for a minor, not only do you need all the documentation for your kid, but you also need both custodial parents to be present. And if there are not two custodial parents, you need like a notarized or like official, you need like a death certificate. You need all kinds of paperwork if there are not two custodial parents. Okay. And what they're trying to do there is to avoid like custodial kidnapping, essentially, or non-custodial kidnapping. I don't think that's the correct term, but
they don't want a parent taking a kid and running.
Right. Right. So both parents need to be present when that passport application is processed at the post office or like the passport office. You also cannot renew a minor passport by mail.
Oh.
You need to appear in person. And
good to know, because I need to renew the whole child's.
Do the whole thing again. And you also, they don't last as long. Mm-hmm. So an adult passport, I think, it's valid for like 10 years. A minor passport is valid for 5 years.
Yes, but I did see that you can renew it if it's less than 5 years old. Like if it's been expired for less mm-hmm. than 5 years, I think. So you don't have to reapply from scratch, but it sounds like you're saying that you still need two parents present and to go through a bunch more hoops still, even for a renewal.
Yes, but like for an adult passport, when my passport expires, I don't have to appear in person. I can do it all by mail.
Okay.
For a minor, you're not able to do that.
Well, it's good to know because that's on my to-do list soon.
And I don't know. I tried to find like exact dates and legislation because when we first were getting our kids our passports, we were unclear as to whether or not our baby needed a passport because at mm-hmm. one point you did not. Now you
do. I was going to say, as far
every person, regardless of age, requires a passport. So if you're listening to this and there's a niggling thought somewhere in the back of your head that your baby doesn't need a passport, that is no longer true. I'm not sure exactly when and how it changed, but everybody needs a passport.
Yeah. I think that we just did like two birds with one stone. When my son was a baby, we had to get his government issued passport. So we just like did the whole shebang with his domestic passport as well at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it never crossed our mind that he might not need it because we knew that he needed the government one.
Yeah.
But now I think everybody's passports are expired. Mine is expired. My husband's is expired. Like we just haven't.
Really?
Yeah, it is. I was going to say it wasn't that long ago. It was probably 5 years ago that we traveled last, but the passports were from before we were married. So
mm-hmm.
sure that they're due.
Yeah. Fun times.
Just all of them.
Not about children, but maybe it could be about children. You need, when you go through customs, your passport needs to be valid for like some number of days past your trip.
Mm-hmm.
I took my father to the airport once and within like 20 minutes I had a call from him and he's like, they won't let me travel. I'm like, what do you mean? And it was because his passport was going to expire like too close to the date of his travel. And so we enjoyed an afternoon at the like expedited passport office in New York for him to get this passport renewal. And he was just like, I don't understand. It's fine. It's not fine.
Does he have an American passport or a Romanian?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he has an American passport.
Okay. That was just would have been fascinating to me if he.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, that would have been a whole other can for him.
Right. So what is the deal with visas? What's the difference? When do you need a visa instead of a passport?
You always need a passport. You sometimes also need a visa. And it depends on the country, where you're coming from and where you're going to.
So each country is different?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. And some countries you need a visa in advance. And some countries you can get them right at customs. In the first time I traveled to Kenya, the first two times I traveled to Kenya, you could get your visa just in country. Now you have to do it ahead of time before you get there. When I went to Russia, their visa process was super complicated. This was 2013, so I don't know what it's like now, but super complicated, and you had to actually have like an invitation letter to get into the country. So we needed to have proof that we had somewhere that we were going that was expecting us. We couldn't just go into the country and be like, we're here.
We actually had to that just like triggered a memory I forgot about. When I was a conference planner in New York, we would get people asking us to write letters of sponsorship for them to come into the country. And we would for some, but other times, especially like the teenage conference, we're like, we don't know you. Like, yes, we said, we were like, we can write something saying there is a conference here, but like, we, if you're like moving kids illegally, like, we don't know you to, you know,
there yeah. was
just, I was like, I don't know. Anyway, I don't feel comfortable right now. and I don't think those people even ended up coming after all, but I was like, we can state on our letterhead that there is an event taking place. It was usually through relationship. Like, there wasn't normally somebody coming internationally who we didn't know already to send a letter of invitation, you know?
Right.
So it was kind of sketch when somebody was like, we want to come from Africa. And I was like, do you? That's a long ways. Like, this conference isn't that exciting.
Not that great of a conference, guys.
Like, I mean, it's nice if you live nearby, but it's not like fly in from another country. But yeah, I'm actually, I don't know if you would be able to, but I am not legally allowed to go to Russia right now. Amongst
I'm many probably other not countries. Allowed to either. This was before I was a mill spouse. I was barely dating my husband at this point.
Yeah, like, I, for those of you who don't know, like, the government.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It doesn't let us go certain places. That's fun.
It's not for us right now.
But also, like, ooh, I don't know if you want to be an American in Russia right now.
Yeah, no, probably not right now. It was. I'm glad I got to go when I went.
Yeah.
At that point. Because, yeah, I think it would be a little dicey now.
Yeah. And that's really, like, it's frustrating. I don't like hearing that I can't go someplace. I don't like when my husband's like, you don't want to go to South America. I'm like, I'm sure that there's plenty of things. Or I see, like, the world schoolers who go and, like, they aren't picking tourist locations because who can afford to live there? So they're like picking a small village in some place, and like, I want to do that. But also my husband's like, no, you don't. I'm like, I don't know. So-and-so went to Turkey and lived there with their three young kids by themselves for 3 months. I'm sure it would be fine. He's like, absolutely not.
That's why the podcast is Adventure Mamas and not Adventure Dads.
Yeah. But also, like, he keeps me safe. And I just don't like hearing, yes, like, because I think, in Airy Fairy Mickey Land, like, why wouldn't it be safe for me? And I hate that things aren't safe just because I'm a white American.
Yeah.
I'm very, it's icky sticky. I don't like it.
I'm gonna go grab a different pair of headphones because my headphones are yelling at me that their battery is low.
Okay. So, back to kids abroad.
Yes. Our children abroad.
Tell me about these yellow cards.
Yes, not just a band. Dating ourselves there. But also, a yellow card is also technically known as an international certificate of vaccination or prophylaxis against yellow fever, which I had to look up because I've never known it to be anything other than a yellow card, but I figured it had to have a real name. So I looked it up, and that's the real name. And it is a little yellow book, and it contains your vaccine records, but predominantly your record that you have been vaccinated against yellow fever, which is a requirement for entry for some countries where yellow fever is endemic. Kenya is one of them, so my whole family has yellow cards because Kenya is a place we travel to. That being said, I have never been asked to show them.
Okay.
But it is a requirement to have and to carry.
Okay.
So at some point, maybe I will be. And then it also has, it keeps a record of all of our vaccines. If you travel a lot internationally, you are told or advised to get vaccines that are not routinely given in the US.
Yeah.
Yellow fever, obviously, being one of them. There's also, there's a rabies vaccine that's recommended a lot for international travel. I'm trying to remember.
We had to get
gotten.
I don't think I got it. I don't remember why I didn't get it on the way there, but I didn't get it at any point when I was in Japan because I was having babies, pregnant and breastfeeding. But Japanese and encephalitis. And then a big one. Oh gosh, what is the name of it? My friend got it. Her husband got it and almost died in the Philippines, and they had no clue what it was.
Was it typhoid?
No. It was like one that nobody thought of. And they were on like a remote island and didn't know about it. It's like, I think it started with a D.
Dengue fever?
Yeah, he got dengue. That's it. I had never even heard of it before, but he was like in this international hospital half dead until they had to fly him out to one of the larger hospitals and figured out that it was dengue.
Mm-hmm. Wild. That's mosquito borne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Use your mosquito nets. Not that that's the end all be all, but use your mosquito nets when you're in.
And she said they did. They used bug spray the whole time,
yeah,
too. Like, it was just a bizarro. Is there, of course, this is my 10 o'clock at night brain. Not the best time to be talking about diseases and vaccines where my brain has to think of names, but what's the one with pregnancy?
Yes.
Zika?
Yeah, that's the one.
Is there a vaccine for that? Because we traveled to a Zika country and we waited to have my second kid. Like, we started trying after we got back from Thailand because it's a potential Zika country.
There is no FDA approved Zika vaccine.
Okay. See, I know I didn't get it, but I wasn't sure if it was an option that I just wasn't aware of or available to me yet. There is not.
That. Yeah.
So, I mean, be mindful of that too, because that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And so we were hoping to have my middle for a long time, but didn't start until we got back, and we got back right as COVID was hitting the world. So it seemed like we had a quarantine baby, but like that wasn't the plan. She was planned before the world shut down.
Yeah.
Very specifically, we got in on one of the last flights before they shut down the country. So,
what a welcome.
It was a wild time.
Indeed.
A wild time to be an adventure parent.
Nowhere to adventure.
Yeah. But we did. We both traveled internationally during the pandemic.
Yes, we did.
Which was crazy too, like going through the temperature sensors. Like that's when like you walked by and like it was just telling you if you had a fever or not. Mm-hmm. My oldest thought it was hilarious to cough, to pretend coughing. And I was like, the airport during COVID is not the time.
Not the place.
Yeah. Oh gosh, that was terrible because you had to have proof of a negative COVID test.
Mm.
It had to be like no more than 72 hours before you traveled or something like that. We had my baby. My middle was my baby. She was 6 months old. And we had to pin her down to swab her.
Mm.
Twice. Because we had to do it on the way, like going and coming.
No, no, no.
That was atrocious. It's just like, oh, poor sweet baby.
Yeah. I don't think we had to. When did you travel?
That was December of 2020.
We did July of 2020. So it was earlier. We were one of the mm-hmm. first. So on the way back from Thailand, Asia shut down before the US did. That was April 2019. Japan was shutting down. Right, like it was that morning, they were. My husband was getting calls being like, get back in the country, like you're gonna have to quarantine. We don't have a protocol for this yet, but things are shutting down.
Yeah,
like the very beginning of that. And then I landed in the US in July 2020, and the US was just shutting down. Like that was New York, and I went into New York, and New York again was like shut down, but didn't have great protocol. Like they were like, mm-hmm. you can't cross states, but we don't know how to enforce that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like quarantine, but they didn't really have an enforcement of it or anything yet. So I didn't have to do tests, but I had to quarantine.
Yeah.
Which I did, but like, it wasn't enforceable unless somebody was like, so-and-so just came from Asia.
Right, quarantine.
Right. So I just stayed quiet at home. Anyways. So thankfully we didn't have to do that. And we haven't done any international travel since then that would have warranted any vaccination. Are they still checking for COVID vaccines country to country?
Not that I know of. We didn't have any issue when we went to the UK last okay. year.
Okay. It's yeah. interesting. I wonder how it'll be with Canada. Oh, Canada mm-hmm. doesn't like us right now.
Yeah. Alec was saying that he's like, what if they say no more Americans? Like, don't say that. Don't put any.
If they do, then we'll go to New York and Michigan and look for Uber lights.
Yes!
And it'll have to be the long way from New York to Michigan. Because Canada's the quick way.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of countries. Ultimately, I guess, my advice for listeners would be to look at what illnesses are prevalent in the country that you're visiting, which ones require vaccines and which ones are just like we didn't know what dengue was before my friend caught it. I didn't even know it was a possibility. So look at what you might catch, what you can prevent,
and yeah.
how to treat and know for any other things. You also wrote malaria pills, which I have a funny malaria pill story, but I want to hear yours. You've had way more experience with it.
I mean, I don't have a good malaria pill story, but there are several different kinds of pills that you can take for malaria, and they all have really funky side effects, which might be Nikki's story.
It's not. What are the side effects? No.
One of them makes, apparently, like, tends to make people, like, sleepwalk and talk in their sleep. Another, I can't remember them all now.
Have you had, like, a weird malaria pill side effect?
No. I also have skipped out on it once or twice. There's two things here. One is that in Kenya, the capital city where my husband's family is from, Nairobi, has a very high altitude. There are not mosquitoes there. Okay. It is not an area of the country where there is malaria because of the altitude.
Okay.
So that's number one. Number two is that when we leave the city and go to places where there are, where there is a chance of malaria, we do a lot of other preventative measures. You can also get very easily, the health system works differently. You can very easily get over-the-counter medication in country. So not this last time when we brought our kids, but when it was just him and I, we took preventative measures and then we went to the chemist on our way out of the country and said, hey, we're going back to the US. I don't think we got bitten by a mosquito, but can you give us what we would need if we did, just in case?
Yeah.
Which you can do. It's totally like a legitimate thing to do. It's not.
Is it like, are you going to get bit by mosquitoes like you do here? Like here, like I would never know if I got bit by a mosquito because I get bit 100 times a day. Like, or is it like you get bit by one, you probably get malaria there. Like go get treated.
I'm not sure. I can't recall ever being bitten.
That's crazy. I get attacked by mosquitoes here.
Yeah. Because that was one of the things, the trip we decided not to take preventative medication. That was one of the things that we were keeping an eye on.
Oh, so you
as
were
one of our factors.
Yeah.
And I don't remember ever being bitten. Alex going to listen to this later and be like, don't you remember? Blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, I have a terrible memory.
But yeah.
All that to say, there are several options.
Yeah.
And that's not, unlike the yellow fever, like, where
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
There is some kind of requirement. It is very highly recommended that you take precaution against malaria. Mosquitoes are the world's most dangerous animal.
Mm-hmm. For,
they carry tons of diseases. They're responsible for, you know, a lot of death worldwide. But that being said, there are different approaches that you can take to responsibly mitigating concerns around that.
How legitimate are natural preventatives? So I had a friend who, a friend is a loose term. I had a family dinner with a student
just another student, an acquaintance, who was from, gosh, my brain.
I need to literally look at a map because I'm visualizing what country he was from. Ghana. He was from Ghana. And he was like, oh yeah, if you get yellow fever, like you make tea with mango leaves from such and such a place and you're fine. And I was like, I was not as crunchy as I am now. And it still sounds like a stretch to me.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard any like crunchy herbal. I'm sure there are. Yeah. And like a.
And he was like,
downplay the seriousness of malaria, but also like, you know what works for things that you're exposed to routinely.
Yeah. Well, that was my thing, is I was like, I wouldn't know what plant to get. Maybe some are good and some aren't, but also like, I don't know, maybe you're less, is somebody who's more exposed to that, have a higher immunity, that a tea would help him, but might not help me. I don't know. He was like a legit, like he was a government worker. Like he was a security guard for like a prince or something before coming to America to go to Bible school. He was like miraculously saved. Like there was an assassination attempt and he was almost killed. Like it was bizarro. Yeah. Yeah. But that's similarly my friend. She was a little bit more of a friend, still kind of acquaintancy though. She almost died in America because she had come to school and had malaria, and she kept telling, like, she went sick to the on-campus doctor and was like, I'm sick. And they were like, cool, here's Pepto-Bismol or something, you know? She was like, no, like, I forget. If essentially she almost died of malaria. Until finally, I don't know if people weren't taking her seriously or if there was a language barrier or if she just wasn't explaining right, or if she went to a different doctor who actually like was an actual doctor, because our campus doctors, there was a lot sketch there. I'm not convinced that they were all doctors. Some of them were. The guy is, I don't know. Eventually, somebody listened and got her a malaria pill, and then they started carrying them on hand because we had enough students who came from Africa. Yeah. But like
my mother-in-law said that once. She was like, get the medicine in country here, because by the time in the States they figure out that you've had that, like, you have malaria, like, it's gonna take them a long time to get there
and to like get the medicine. Like, it's not something that we have.
Yeah.
At least in our rural town in New York had, like, sure. So yeah, I like that you say, like, get it there and take it with you. Because it's not easy to come by in a timely manner in the States.
Yes.
And
in Kenya, you walk into the equivalent of the pharmacy and you ask for
it. But and if you probably say, like, I'm sick, that's probably one of the first things that they think of. Okay. Not so much here.
But there are a lot of malaria medications. They are not all suitable for children.
Oh, okay.
So there is that. There are... called Passport Health. It is like a private company, but I've used them once or twice for just figuring out like exactly what medications and whatnot.
Also, my husband said, because I was bouncing things off of him, and he said the Smart Traveler program that is through the embassies will tell you everything that you need for each country. So, like, if there's a high risk of different sicknesses or different vaccines that you need or this or that, like, it has all of that listed. If you – it's free from the embassy, and if you enroll in it,
for a certain country, it'll tell you like a lot of those things, I guess. I never did that because I traveled with the government, but he had to go to a briefing, I think, to go to Thailand. He had to go to a briefing first. So I just trusted that he knew the things that they told him, the things he needed to know, and that he remembered it.
He will take care of the things.
Yeah. Which was also one of the nice things about traveling with the government was that we also had like an inboarding when we moved overseas. They had, I forget what they say. I need to have more brain cells at night when we're podcasting. But it was essentially like a welcome to Japan. And it was a week long course for like 6 to 8 hours a day for 5 days a week. And it was like how to acclimate to the culture, which I wish I could do for every country I visited.
Yeah.
Because there were like major things and minor things. Like they taught us common phrases. They taught us like you can't put your chopsticks in a bowl of white rice. It is a grievance. It is disrespectful to do unless you're grieving. Or something. It's like one of those things, like it's for the dead. I don't know. It's culturally not okay. Like you do not just stick your chopsticks into a bowl. I didn't stick my chopsticks and leave them in a bowl of anything. Like you set them. I have one here.
Convenient.
A convenient demonstration. Like you always like lay it across the tap. Or to the side, but usually like it is acceptable to do that, but just to be like and stick it in. No.
I realize that's a candle now, but my first gut reaction was that it was sourdough.
It's actually neither.
Oh.
It is deodorant. Very old deodorant. I haven't used my homemade deodorant in a long time.
Smells nice. In case you want to know what level of crunchy Ashley and Nikki are, it's homemade deodorant level.
Not anymore. I now buy my homemade deodorant. It's homemade by somebody else.
I mean, we could have assumed that you got so crunchy you stopped using deodorant.
Oh, no. Not in this Georgia heat.
You transcended.
You want a recipe? It's wonderful. I should use it. I have not one, but two jars in my office on my desk.
How much sweating are you doing at your desk, Nicole?
It just makes a lot. The recipe makes a lot. but it has baking soda in it. And I was getting, because I was shaving more, because Georgia with tank tops and shorts, I was getting a razor burn in my armpits, and the baking soda was not nice on that.
Not helping.
Yeah. But Emily from Really Very Crunchy would be proud that...
Indeed.
I used to do that. Anyways. Yeah. So we have a class that would teach us a lot of those cultural things.
It is really very helpful.
And some of it's important. Like before you land somewhere random, you wound up me. You didn't take a week long class. You like got a degree in Africa.
Technically, it's a concentration, but yeah, basically.
So what is your degree in then, if it's not? Because I always thought it was in African studies.
My degree is international relations with a focus in development in Africa.
That sounds way fancier. International relations?
So the way
it works, the Peace Corps?
A lot of people I graduated with went on to the Peace Corps. So everyone graduated with the same degree, which was international relations. And then you picked like a policy focus and then a geographic focus.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You didn't go into the Peace Corps. You just had African babies.
Yeah. You just married a Kenyan, and for whatever reasons, we now live in America.
But yeah, language and culture.
So when we're getting ready for our trips, we like to kind of dive into all the things that we can learn beforehand because we're dorks like that. And I love a unit study. I think we talked about unit studies a bit when we did the recap episode for our UK trip and probably in several other episodes. So we got a unit study for the love of homeschooling. And they have unit studies for a lot of different countries, which is fun. Well, we got their United Kingdom one. They have like a whole explorers. I think it's explorers. They do like a country a month subscription. So they have a lot of different ones for traveling and for home learning. But we got their United Kingdom one and they talked about so many different things. I mean, it's a unit study. The point of a unit study is that you can cover a lot of different subjects while learning about one topic. So we talked about government, we talked about plans, we talked about history, we talked about like different foods. We made some different foods. We talked about like different dress type things from different parts of the United Kingdom. So a really fun way for our kids to kind of connect, to start connecting pieces before they went on this trip. And then when they did see something or like hear something that they had learned about from our unit, they're like, oh, I know what they're talking about.
That's fun.
Which is super fun. Because it's easy to feel lost, I think, or overwhelmed sometimes when you travel, especially when you're a little person and you don't have as much context for the things that are happening. So being able to establish some of those anchor points like before the trip happened was really helpful for my crew, at least. We did a lot of reading both like history and culture, but also just like fiction books that were set in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Which is fun. So we did, it's like the Peter Pan audiobook, which, you know, is set in England and also Neverland, but like in London and ends in London. We read The Secret Garden around then too. I remember my kids got very into Robin Hood at that point. Still very into Robin Hood.
Let it be known that Ashley's kids, her son does not aspire to be Robin Hood. He aspires to be who?
The sheriff. He wanted to be the sheriff.
I think he's changed now.
I think he identifies more deeply with Robin Hood. I don't know. I'll have to set up the target and the bows and arrows tomorrow and find out. Just set it all up and like sit back and see what happens. Who do we pretend to be? Yeah. Because one time it was absolutely the sheriff.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Yeah. So just finding ways before you go on your trip or even after. When we came, a lot of UK trip stuff, but when we came back from our UK trip, our kids were really excited.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem.
Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to TalkSpace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at TalkSpace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at TalkSpace.com.
And they wanted to share with their friends, like, some of the stuff that they had seen and done. Fun. So we had a couple of their friends over for, like, a little tea party. And I pulled some stuff from, it was like a big homeschool mama situation. I like pulled a couple activities from that unit study.
Okay.
For the kids to all do together. So my kids had a lot of fun with that.
That's amazing.
Bookend the trip on both ends. And then also with language and culture, figuring out kind of, I mean, this is what culture is, like, kind of some of the, like, unspoken or just the things that you're supposed to know. Mm-hmm. We had some issues, particularly when we were in Scotland, with finding a place where we could all go out to eat, because they had very strict rules around children and alcohol.
Huh.
So, like, we went to one or two we went to a couple restaurants where they said that our kids couldn't be there. And they were restaurants. So, like, in the US, usually the distinction is, like, if it only serves alcohol, it's a bar and kids can't be there.
Yeah.
But these were places with full kitchens who were like, no, your kids can't be here. And then several places we went to were like, okay, but you need to be out by this time. And it was pretty early. I want to say it was like 7, maybe, that we needed to be finished and out.
Okay.
With our kids. So little things like that, that, like, we just didn't know.
Yeah.
They weren't, like, a major issue, but they definitely took some, like, figuring out, because we didn't know until we had very hungry children and we were trying to feed them. And also, my family eats vegan, so already we have restrictions in terms of where we could go to begin with.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
I don't know where we would have found that out ahead of time, save for just maybe following some, like, family travel bloggers or the Adventure Mamas podcast. I don't know what the answer is to that one, but that was unique to traveling with kids.
I wonder, so when my sister-in-law visited us in Japan, she was, like, following, like, a bunch of travel bloggers and putting together pretty in-depth itineraries. So I bet that there's some people who have done that. But also, it might be fun to do, like, a pen pal situation, even through email or something, like, connect with a local, talk to them, like, what should I prepare for? And it might be a cool connection point for the kids, but also, like, practically, like, you aren't getting a newcomer's orientation. That's what it was called when we went there. You don't get a newcomer's orientation when you're leisure traveling, but, like, I wish that you did. So maybe making that connection point through that, or, like, I'm in some world schooling groups that would probably be a decent connection point for some of those types of situations. Some way, because from a safety standpoint too, I think of that, like I would not, as an American, I would not let my kids travel alone here in America. In Japan, it's everywhere. You'll see a 5-year-old taking the train by themselves through Tokyo.
For sure.
But, like, if somebody from Japan came to America, I would be like, no. Like, you hold your kid's hand everywhere. And that's something that, I mean, maybe you would know in that scenario, but there's other things that people wouldn't know. But, like, very much so to keep yourself safe. Like, I would want to connect with somebody prior. And just be aware of some of those things, which, again, the embassy site can help with as well, but, like, they probably wouldn't have, like, the restaurant or, you know, travel expectations, like what looks shady and what doesn't. I loved in my newcomers orientation, they said they were like, pretty much like, if it feels shady, it is in Japan. Mm-hmm. Like if you're being solicited by somebody being like, come into this shop and look at this, like, don't do it. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty obvious, you know, like there's, it's not, it's not very sneaky, at least in the areas we were at. They were like, if somebody's trying to get you alone in a shop, don't do it. And other than that, like, you're pretty good. It's a very safe country. I really miss that aspect. But, like, that might not be on the embassy site. Like, there's a lot of nuance there that isn't, going to be as prevalent. But while we're on the train of embassy too, there's a lot of information too. With that smart traveler, you also can alert your embassy to let them know that there's an American in country, especially in some more dangerous countries, like if they need to evacuate you, they should know that you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a reality. Because you never know. My husband was in Turkey right around a terrorist attack and a coup.
Mm.
Like, nobody expects a coup.
Right.
Like, yeah, that was a crazy time.
For sure.
He was on the government's dime at that point, so like, we knew he was there. But, yeah, my friends, I have friends who have family in Myanmar when that coup happened and keeping up with that. And like, you never know. Nobody sees those things coming. That's part of the whole thing with it. It's right. A surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So letting people know and letting your embassy know and knowing where your embassy is, at least the address. And general, so like when we were in Thailand, Phuket was far away from Bangkok. It was like a big distance.
Yeah.
And Bangkok, I'm sure, is where the embassy was. Again, that's probably something my husband knew more. But like we were not a drivable. We were on a different island. Mm-hmm. From the embassy, but knowing that, like, I wasn't gonna just find a local embassy in Phuket. So knowing where your embassies are, they also have all the safety and security alerts on the embassy websites too, for if the government is unstable is a big one. Mm-hmm. But also typhoon season in Japan, it's like, it's a good thing to know. Mm-hmm. That you're heading into. Things like that that you wouldn't consider, you know? I didn't know that Georgia is part of Tornado Alley before I moved here. Needed a newcomer's brief to Georgia.
The embassy is not going to help you on that one. Sorry, friend.
Mm. But like... they legitimately might, though, if you are, like, if there's weather concerns. Like, I get a phone notification when there's tornado watches.
No, I just meant the U.S. Embassy is not going to help you in Georgia.
Yes. Gotcha.
Yes. No.
But if you are one of our international listeners considering coming to America, another thing is looking at getting a SIM card and international plan because you want those text notifications. And Google Maps is amazing. Google Maps worked 100% in Japan. And I'm assuming in a lot of other countries too.
Yeah.
Which you can get, at least in Japan, right in the airport, you could get an international SIM, currency exchange, all of that.
Yeah. When we went to Romania, that was not a trip I took with my kids. My parents took me on that trip. I was the kid.
Well, you were an adult, just to clarify.
Yeah. Yes, I was the adult kid. my sister, they took me and my older sister, and we joked the whole trip that we were Lisa Saperstein from Parks and Rec. Money, please. My parents just took care of us, and it was amazing. but that is my fatherland. For my listeners who don't know that, that is where my dad comes from. It was like a, it was a taking the daughters to the homeland trip. I am, my parents don't just take me to Europe randomly. But if they wanted to, they could again. Thank you. Back to my point.
We know that Ginny listens to the podcast.
Yeah, my mommy's listening, and she now knows that she can take me on another trip. I'd be willing. You can pretty cheaply, through Verizon, if you have Verizon, add an international plan to your phone. It's very easy. You don't have to do anything extra. When I went to Romania, my husband just called before I went and added it. And it's like, it's paid per day that you use it. Okay. So if for whatever reason I didn't utilize that in a 24-hour period, I wouldn't have been billed for it.
So. I'm curious now, because I do not have Verizon. I have Mint Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love.
You spend a lot less on your wireless bill than I do.
I for sure do. Oh.
We need a Mint Mobile Adventure Mama's referral code.
Right. It's asking me to log in. Apparently, I've never logged into my Mint app on this phone. And literally, the first thing that comes up, that's probably listening to me, is introducing 30-day international pass. Just $5, talk and text for 30 days abroad with 100 minutes of calls and 100 texts. Perfect for those must-have verification codes or keeping up with the group chat. Ryan Reynolds owns Mint Mobile, so you just think of Deadpool saying all of their promotional things. I also, part of Mint Mobile is I get a yearly Christmas card from Ryan Reynolds and Mint Mobile.
That's so fun.
It is. And it's amazing. My plan is just because we're saying that it's so inexpensive and I love it. Mm-hmm. Yearly, I get 15 gigabytes a month of data, unlimited called, unlimited text. My credit card has expired. It told me I need to update my payment method. But for the full year, for the 15 gigabytes a month, I pay $240. So $240 divided by 12 is $20 a month for 15 gigabytes.
That's wild.
I have to pay it in full. So it's like you buy in bulk, and that is just my phone. My husband has a lower data plan. Mm-hmm. Few plans. I think he might have the 5 gigabyte for $15 a month, totaling $180 a year. And then we buy our phones outright, which is what I do with unlimited. Unlimited data is $30 a month. That's wild. That's crazy sauce. I never reach my 15 gigabytes either, and I stream off data sometimes. So when we were in Japan, they use SoftBank, which is T-Mobile. So T-Mobile has a very compatible international thing there. But if you have an unlocked phone, which is what we bought, so that we can do Mint Mobile. If you have an unlocked phone, you literally just buy a SIM card for like $20. Mm-hmm. And then they have, and you just pop that in it and you can switch. Like I could use my same phone. And if I had my SIM card for Japan still, I could just pop it in. And if I came back to America, my husband just would, when he came back, just put his American SIM card back in and turned that on. And you can do a short-term international plan through like SoftBank. So it's easy, especially if you have an unlocked phone. We ran into some issues with getting our phones unlocked when we first went there, because it wasn't as common when we went there to have unlocked phones under contract.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But we started just buying our phones on Google. For cheap, we get like a generation or two back. So like right now the Pixel is on, I think, 8 or 9. And I think I have a 7.
It's not bad.
No, a couple hundred bucks. And then I can just change the SIM card and I can do Mint Mobile for $20 a month. I do. I'll put a referral code in the description because I have a personal referral code.
She's really selling you on Mint Mobile right now.
It's really great. It's got really decent coverage. I don't know. It's growing all the time. But it certainly has the East Coast. There's some mountain areas that it doesn't have as good a coverage as Verizon or T-Mobile, but every place I've been has had good coverage.
Yeah.
Because it works off of other towers, so it's pulling from Verizon towers and T-Mobile towers.
Yeah.
So, anyways, along with that too, especially if you have an international data plan, get a translator, because a translator app. Because, like, yes, no common phrases, but, like, when you hit a bicyclist on a side street in Tokyo, the bicyclist hit me. You need to know, like, I didn't know. I was just like, Sumo-san, like, wait, excuse me. And I didn't know how to say, like, are you okay? I now know. It's deja vu, but it might not be the appropriate, like, are you, then. I don't know. That's what I tell my kids when, like, you're fine. Like, are you okay? You're fine. I don't know if that's the same if you just hit a car. Like, that's a different, are you okay?
A different severity.
Yeah. So, like,
are you named?
Yeah. Or, like, knowing what their police are called. If you need to call, scream out for police, or what their 911 is. It's a different number in other countries.
Yeah.
Just some of those, and like, or like you lose your, like, this is the worst case scenario, but you have to think of worst case scenario when you're thinking of emergencies, like you lose your kid in public. Like, I need to be able to say, I can't find my kid, you know, 5-year-old boy wearing a blue shirt. That's translator app level. Like, I'm not piecing that together with my little linguistics.
Yeah.
And being able, Google Translate is wonderful because you can type in, and it's not perfect. I know there's all of those, like Jimmy Fallon, I think, does the sketch where it's like translate English. I think it's actually Romanian, English, Romanian back to English. And they sing a song that's been translated back and forth a couple times.
Oh, that sounds funny.
It's hilarious. You don't get the best translation with Google Translate, but enough to get the point across. Like, they can piece together. And I literally, more than a few times, just hold up my phone with, like, I've had people do that to me too when I was in other countries. Like, they just type in, hold up their phone.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to say. And it gets the point across in the case of an emergency. And, like,
especially in an emergency.
Because, like, it's cool to be all immersive with the language, and that's how you learn language. But when there's an emergency, is not when I want to be immersed. I just need to
get my point across quick.
And your brain's not always working very well in an emergency. So, you know, even the things you know well are not always going to come to you in an emergency, let alone a language you're unfamiliar with.
I defaulted to Spanish a lot. Like, my brain could comprehend that I need to not speak English.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't. But
it picked the wrong language.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Now, my brain defaults to Japanese when somebody is not speaking English. It's a really weird thing. But I have to remind myself, like, nope, I'm in Georgia. They're speaking Spanish right now. Which, again, like, I know enough to piece together. But certainly not Japanese. That's not people's foreign language to stumble across here. Anyway. I don't know if this would be helpful or not, but knowing your health insurance policies, like, can I just walk into a hospital in a foreign country, or what the, do you need a international travel thing? I don't even know. Because I was covered under military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another situation where a translator app is very helpful is if you have a medical situation. Mm-hmm. I think it really is just insurance dependent. Because when I was in Kenya the first time, I did have, I wound up like dislocating my knee pretty badly. But the cost of like getting that all looked at and whatnot, just because of like the different country and the medical system, was not at all an unreasonable amount to pay out of pocket. But I did have to have, just like through my program, like very specific insurance for different things, beyond just like my standard health insurance. Like I had to put a rider on my normal health insurance that I had like through my parents.
Okay.
But again, that was the program being like, this is what you need to do versus me traveling on my own.
Yeah. And see, my husband, even with our really great TRICARE insurance, got dysentery in the middle of nowhere, Romania, from poor water, which
We have beautiful water in Romania. We have amazing springs. People stop on the side of the road to drink the spring mineral water.
Well, somebody was putting dirty water into the juice machine. They were putting unfiltered water into the juice machine.
Not our beautiful mineral spring waters.
No. Gave my husband dysentery. They could not figure out why, because he wasn't drinking tap water, but didn't think that they were putting untap water through juice and coffee machines. And had to, and he was hopping in a helicopter from little town to little town, little country villages in the countryside, in the mountain villages, and then trying to Pictionary explosive diarrhea to a pharmacy in Romania.
Amazing.
He didn't die.
Yeah,
so he lived. They gave him something. He has no clue what they gave him. But he was like dehydrated, diarrhea, bathroom constantly, like, which was also a very precarious situation in a helicopter.
Oh yeah,
yeeks. He pooped in a lot of woods. he actually still thinks that he might have like some intestinal damage or something from that. Like there was some long term, like it was pretty bad. He needed to be hospitalized probably, but that wasn't an option at the time. Mm-hmm. They gave him some medicine that he lived, so it worked. But a translator app would have really come in handy then. I don't know if he would have had cell service to have it. Sometimes things be hard.
And actually, dehydration is one of the most dangerous illnesses. Diarrhea and dehydration are some of the most dangerous illnesses and the most common jet lag illnesses. So while traveling, I learned that in one of my classes. Mm-hmm. So and you don't think about it because we're from a first world country. We're like, oh, just drink some Pedialyte. But that's not available everywhere you travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And being aware that that's something that can and probably will happen. Not to let yourself be half dead in the Romanian wilderness.
Yeah. A gorgeous place to die. But
that's a snippet. That's going on our quotes list for this episode. Romania, gorgeous place to die. My husband had a very different experience with Romania than you did.
Apparently.
He also had some very sketch, like the Romanian military, he said, were wild. He said some of their hangars and some of the chemicals that we're keeping inside, he was like, that is dangerous. Honey badger, don't care.
Oh, do you have any other thoughts on safety or international travel in general with our little people?
Just, I don't know. I want to do more of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's intimidating. I think being kind and humble goes a long ways, honestly. Like listening to people, smiling a lot, like it makes you look like a foolish tourist, but also I am kind of a foolish tourist.
Yeah.
And like being kind and respecting the people and the culture and smiling and learning from people, like that's a big part of the experience, but also like you're less likely to offend people and do damage, and maybe you're more likely to be taken advantage of. I don't know. I lean heavy into the I'm just a sweet little American girl, teach me your ways.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a balance there, but it's hard to know exactly.
It's like you don't want to look like a tourist, but also I'm a tourist. Like,
right. Also, at sometimes it's just very obvious. You know? Like, depending on where in the world you are, sometimes it's very obvious.
Oh, my favorite thing in Japan was when they'd be like, "Where are you? Where do you live?" And I was like, "Here." But like, where do you live? Like, here. Where are you from? Oh, that's a different question. Yeah.
What you really want to know.
I don't look like one of you as I speak in English to them because I don't speak Japanese. Okay. Other than to say, excuse me, you're okay. I want this on the menu.
Valuable phrases. What's a place you want to take your kids internationally? This isn't in the outline. I'm putting Nikki on the spot.
No, everywhere.
You can pick one and leave tomorrow. Where are you going?
I want to go to Italy. Be my motherland. Ooh. My fatherland. My grandmotherland. I don't know. I want to go to Italy. My husband wants to go to Scotland, and I also want to go to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I were being selfish, it would be Italy. If I were thinking for the whole family, I would say Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
The Roths are Scottish.
Beautiful. I feel like that was, like, you see it's beautiful, and you hear it's beautiful all the time, and then you're there, and you're like, oh, but, like, I have not comprehended.
Yeah, Ireland, gosh, just Europe. I would love to do just, and that's, I want to be stationed in Europe so bad because it's mm-hmm. easy to travel internationally. Just yes. like go to all those places once you're over there. But also like, man, now I'm not thinking of the right place. Peru. Like, ooh. I was going to say llamas and Mayans. The word Peru. I want to go to so bad.
Ooh,
South American. One. Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. I threw that question out at you and I have no idea what my answer would be.
Oh, there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
Indonesia. I want to go to Indonesia. Bali. Mm-hmm. Guam. I was supposed to go to Guam.
Were you guys supposed to be stationed in Guam, or you have a friend who's
from I have there, a friend. Right? Yeah, I have a friend who's from Guam. I was supposed to go when we went to Thailand instead.
Mm-hmm.
But like I had Guam booked. We had to get refunded.
Boo.
I was so salty. My husband's literal words were, if we're gonna fly for 10 hours, I'm going to America, not Guam. You didn't realize how far away it was.
It really is in the middle of nowhere, isn't it?
Yeah, it's. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Pacific Islands. Oh, gosh, there's so many Pacific Islands. I want to go to the Philippines. I want to. Everywhere. I want to go everywhere. Yeah. And I want to do it on the military's dime. So my husband needs to stay in for like another 20 years.
Just so he can travel.
Mm-hmm. I have a long list. Canada. I really want to go to Canada.
Well, do I have news for you, friend?
Do you have a unit study for Canada?
I sure do.
Oh, send it to me. Don't send it to me. That's not legal.
I won't. And I don't actually have it yet. There is one from Gather Round that I've been looking at on Canada that a friend just did. And she said it was really fun. But For the Love of Homeschooling also has one on Canada. So okay. Many options for both us and our listeners who want to learn about Canada with us.
I also, I like the curriculum Little World Wanderers has.
Ooh, that one is new to
curriculums. Me. I've had a couple. I have one on Scotland. For the future. I'm a freebie collector.
Oh, it's Charlotte Mason inspired.
Yeah. My friend is going through, they have a year long curriculum too, like a, mm-hmm. like a pre-K curriculum that I didn't see when I last looked at it. But I probably looked at it several years ago, but she's gone through, like they'll do different countries every month mm-hmm. for their year long curriculum. And she really loves it. So they just did. It was really cute because our kids did Japan. And then my son just lit up because he was like, I was born there. Yeah, you were, dude.
That's so fun.
Which, like, yeah, all of the consular reports of birth and blah, blah, blah. It's really,
really fun.
Don't recommend having an international baby for that, for those purposes. But otherwise, it's really cool. My kid has a cool story. We're going to take the kids to Japan, at least the boy child, when he's older.
That'll be so fun.
We're saving already for it. It's so expensive.
I love that. I want to be one of those families that I see it on like reels. A lot, but people talking about how they take their kid when they're like 16 or 17 or something anywhere yeah. in the world. Like, I want to be in a place where I can do that, where I can just say pick and we're going.
Yes. I need to sell a lot of t-shirts to get to that place. Buy our merch. By the time this comes out, we should have merch.
Yes. There's Adventure Mama merch.
We're going to speak look it into cool existence.
Out in the wild.
Yes.
Spot your fellow adventure mamas.
We'll have merch. We'll have some cool stickies. Stickers. I love a sticker. Uh-huh. And I'll do a shameless plug too, that I also, our Adventure Mama merch is a partnership with my shop Wander Wild, which is closed.
Oh yeah.
For adventurers.
Have we not talked about that on the podcast?
We've mentioned like that I want to make t-shirts, but like I do it now.
Nikki makes t-shirts.
Yes. And it is clothing for adventurers, which is, as Ashley says, we are my target audience. We are our own target audience.
So the website for Nikki's shirts is wanderwildtees.com. Go there and buy shirts because they're great.
I like them. And it's the home of the Adventure Kid Tee.
Yeah.
And that is how we're making our Adventure Mama Tee. So the adventure, we have to work out logistics, but most likely you'll buy it on the Wander Wild shop, but you'll be supporting the Adventure Mamas as well. Yeah.
Yay.
We're like legit now, guys.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and you can follow us on Instagram at the Adventure Mamas. Nope, at adventure.mamas.podcast. Facebook is at the Adventure Mamas Podcast. And our email is adventuremamaspodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us about your international travel that you've done. What things we forgot, because I'm sure there's things that we forgot.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you've done any like world schooling or maybe some more like spur of the moment, like country hopping type travel.
We want to talk to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been trying on my, I kept getting flagged for spam, asking people to be a guest on my podcast from the world schooling group. They're like, you can't promote that here. I was like, I'm not promoting it. I want to talk to you guys. Somebody talk to me. Just be my friend. Just tell me about your cool adventures. What? I'm not making any money off of this. Is it really promotion?
This is my hobby. This is what I do at midnight. Guys, it's almost midnight.
On that note, we'll see you next time.
Happy adventuring.
Happy adventuring.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.